Welcome to Rocky Mountain Media. This is July 10th, 2019, and this is All In, episode 21. Say hi, everybody!
Hi!
And we have some amazing, awesome news. Student Life awarded us with Club of the Year. Whoop, whoop!
Whoop, whoop!
Ah! Yay! Congratulations,
Yay.
Everybody.
Yay,
I feel like the band's back together. Everybody's back today.
We're getting the band back together.
No.
I feel like I'm in Phineas and Ferb.
And we're testing out equipment, so we each have a mic today, which is so rad.
Do we sound different? Can you tell?
Can you tell? I mean, can you tell? Huh?
Man.
We all have different microphones.
So we're excited. We were able to use the big console that KYGO, the country station, gave us. So thank you guys there.
Yes, thank you.
For the equipment that we get to use and testing out all these mics. So
Yay.
I'm stoked. I'm excited.
Should we do like a roll call? Like,
sure.
Who's here?
Yeah.
Why don't
I'm
you
Dina.
Start?
Next.
Hey, I'm Mac.
Hi, I'm Anne.
Hey, I'm Nathan.
Hi, I'm Alex.
I'm the real Slim Shady.
Okay, Giselle's a guest with us. She's at Alex's mic.
And then we have Eric on the headphones doing all the equipment monitoring for us.
Thank
so.
You, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
The best.
Thank
you.
You're like a Disney prince.
Now we just need some animals.
Well, his name is Eric.
So in this episode, we thought we would talk about plans for after graduation. So who wants to start?
It's also not just graduation plans,
no.
But like... That is it, and what we want to be when we grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how old you are, you can always say what you want to be
when
you grow
up. I'm already grown up. I'm 48, so I'm the oldest of the club.
You know what? My dad still doesn't know what he wants to be when he grows up. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's like 60.
I call it my second life, second career emerging.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Kind of rolling into everything I like. So
then why don't you tell us, you know, like, what are your plans? What do you want to do? What do you want to be?
Well, I definitely want to be doing some directing because this was, I think, 2 weeks ago now. I got to go into an actual, like a station in the booth at Open Media Source, I think is the name of it. It's in Denver. And I got to direct an actual, like, round table talk of talking about the movies coming out and things like that. So I directed the whole thing. I'm so excited. It was
that
almost
is
half
so
an hour.
Cool.
And our run through might have been like 20 minutes, and then our actual was 20, 25, 30, somewhere around in there. So anyway, it just lit me up, and it was so cool to actually get to do that in a professional setting. All the equipment and being ADD, I gotta tell you, was my best part because I had to watch 5 different monitor areas, the 2 audio people in front of me, and the sound engineer over here. So I was like, "Wah!" But it was perfect. So I want to do that. I definitely want to keep doing my photography. And anything that is artistic as far as like designing things like that will kind of take the back seat because I've done art my entire life and massage for 20 years. So I'm ready to incorporate and do more directing, filmmaking, photography, all the creative visual stuff.
That's tight.
And my writing, you know, because you and I share that love of
writing.
We
share a lot of stuff.
So, we do, actually.
We're friends.
Yeah. So, that's kind of me. I'm hoping I should graduate May 2020. And I'd really like to be able to procure something either for a production company or in the entertainment industry, something of that nature where I am able to direct or do videography work, things like that. So, that's kind of my plan, anyway.
Aww.
You never know, and I'm looking at maybe transferring to a 4-year university.
Mm-hmm.
So CU Denver or Boulder is top of my list right now just because they're local.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking at California. I already ruled out New York because it was not the actual kind of school that I wanted. So I want as much hands-on as possible, not theory and history and all that stuff that comes with it. Which is fine. I know you got to have that part. But
yeah, see, I prefer more... like the academic side of everything you're interested in. I'm like, I want to write an essay about it. Like, let's talk about the implications.
Mm.
So,
that's
yeah.
That's cool, though.
Different strokes, different folks.
Rounded,
yeah.
I think. So, what about you? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm supposed to get my associate's spring 2020, but I am a late bloomer, and I'm taking only the classes that I want to and not necessarily the classes that I need to. And I think it'll be better for my mental health if I, like, take it slow. But I know my next step after this is definitely a 4-year. It's, like, not up for, you know, debate. What's up for debate is, like, if I want to go then further into like graduate studies, mm-hmm. like, you know, but 4 year definitely after this. I'm thinking like, I don't know, like CU Boulder or like Kansas State University, you know. Yeah, but I think it's also, you should probably know what you want to do with your life before you get your degree. And I, Eric just gave me like the little hand wave. I'm like, yeah, same. And I think I want to be a writer, but see, here's the tricky bit. It actually requires you to write things.
Yep.
And so my life is very, 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 very hectic right now. And I'm kind of split among all my different interests. Like, I'm in a production right now, and like, I just got a new job. So I'm really split, and so I haven't had the time that I want to write. And if that's what I want to do with my life, maybe I should get on it. But it's also, here's the thing, I love it, and I think it's what I want to do, but it's also tied, like, so deeply to my self-esteem. And so, like, oh, no, it's terrible. And, like, that's probably not a healthy thing. So right now I'm just, like, enjoying academia because, like, that's one of my major interests is, like, history and, like, academic stuff. Like, I'm taking a world mythology class right now, and it's tight, and I love it. And we write a we write an essay at the end of every class, and I couldn't be happier.
That's so perfect for you.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
And I love mythology, like, before this, so I'm like, yes, let's talk about, let's connect it, too. So, yeah, my plans for what I want to be are just not drowning, basically. You know, something where I'm not, you know, out on the street and have enough money to support myself, but that I'm also doing something, you know, that I love. That's Mac, awesome. What about you? I'm tossing it. Popcorn.
No, hot potato.
So it's changed over the course of the years. When I first started studying here, I was doing graphic art and design, and I kind of made a shift to more medicine type career paths. So I started with psychology, then I moved to wanting to become an EMT, and then from there I was kind of nursing / nurse practitioner / maybe physician's assistant. But I kind of took a wild turn from that when I started studying cybersecurity, and that's been something that I've enjoyed a ton. I think eventually when I grow up, the ideal thing would be kind of marrying both computing technology, maybe, you know, machine learning with biology. There's a field called bioinformatics, which basically is that. So I haven't entirely decided what I want to necessarily do for the rest of my life, but I kind of know what direction I want to take with things I want to study and potentially make a career out of. Right now, though, I'm very heavily focusing on cybersecurity, and I'll be working at Northrop Grumman once I get my Security Plus and certain like background checks, things like that. So in the short term, that's what I'm working on, but in the long term, it's still kind of up in the air.
That's exciting.
That's
now.
So cool.
Yeah.
And it's something we really need as we like move forward. Like, the tech keeps advancing, and we need people to protect us, so there you are.
Especially people like me that, you know, my laptop dies, got blue screen of death, and poor Mac, he, like, fixes it up for me. So. Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
We have techies and not techies, but we're all required to use technology.
True. Nathan, what about you?
I mean, ultimately, I want to be a musician, but...
Yas queen.
That also, unfortunately, requires that you perform in front of people.
Girl, I relate so much.
Yep. And so that's going to be hard.
But you're so talented at it.
And we love when you play. This person can play, like, what? What do you play, like, 6, 7, 10 different instruments?
I mean, I wouldn't say that many, but...
No, but, like, once you play one, like, they're overlapping. Like, we've gone to Guitar Center, he and I, and just, like, jammed on instruments that neither of us, like, actually play. But, like, they're close enough, so...
Yeah, a lot of the times it's just, like, it's the same. Yeah. As far as just like how it sounds, so it's not a lot of it's not a massive learning curve, but ultimately I've been going to school for like computer sciences, so if the musician thing doesn't work out, I have that to fall back on.
Backup. See, I don't have a backup. All my stuff are like liberal arts things that don't make money.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
Well, trust me, I've just done 20 years of massage, not making a whole lot of money. I did when I had my own business in Texas, but when I moved here, all things shifted. this state doesn't function like Texas does as far as like seniority and knowing your stuff.
But it has so many benefits. Colorado's so pretty.
It, yes. Gotta and I'd Colorado. Much rather be here, but that just meant that, you know, instead of giving up on my dreams, they resurfaced and I'm living those dreams out. So
see, that's awesome.
And I hope you all do that. So take it from a, you know, middle-aged woman that is your friend and loves you dearly.
But like, you're killing it, Dina.
So I don't know about that, but
stop it. You're like going and directing things and like taking a million different classes and being like the president of like a podcast club. Like, you're killing it.
You're doing good.
Mostly just taking action toward like, I dealt with this last week, so I had a really crappy weekend, and this part of the week wasn't too great, but it was really dealing with someone telling me who I am or who I'm not or what I can do or what I can't do, and that is some big advice to you guys. Never let anyone ever tell you that, especially if it's your dream or you have a passion about it. You know, just because someone thinks you're not as good as they are or their caliber or whatever, don't let them take that dream from you, ever. And I really stepped back into that's my past and my history. My family did that to me a lot. And so I really battled with that this week. And it was really emotional for me and pushing a lot of old memory buttons. So if I can impose nothing on you, make sure I impose that you keep your dreams. If they are yours, don't let anyone ever take them from you.
Ever. Wise words from Dina.
Yeah.
Alex, what about you? You're the resident kid of the group.
I mean, we're both children.
Hey. Yeah, I know.
I was like, y'all the same age.
Well, okay, hold on. Alex, like, what month is your birthday? And, like, Nathan, what month is your birthday?
I'm January 11th.
Oh, gee, and he's older than me.
Oh, that's my mom's birthday.
Oh, no, he's not the resident baby. Nathan is. Never mind.
Oh, wow. That's... I'm sure I look like the baby, though.
We just love you.
Trust me, everybody looks young to me.
I don't know. I'm studying cybersecurity, and I... career-wise, I would like to maybe work for, like, the Interpol and, like, help stop, like, human trafficking and, like...
Yay. That's so noble.
Like, child pornography, like, all that nasty stuff. Like, I want to stop that because it, like...
It's needed.
Go off. That's so needed.
Yeah, it makes me, like, really angry and stuff. So,
us too.
Yeah.
That gives me chills. That is such a profound and beautiful path for you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of funny. Originally, I wanted to go into anthropology. I'm pretty good at that stuff. When I was in middle school, this professor from, like, CU Boulder came in, and she told me, like, I was really good and that I should, like, consider, but I don't know. I don't... Like, for me, it's, like, really fun, but I don't think, like, it's for me. Like, I don't see a lot of jobs in it. I don't see,
you could,
like,
minor if it's fun for you.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking about minoring.
It's good to have on your resume.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like if I made it my job, it would kind of ruin the fun for me.
That's true. That's how I feel about music.
And like, you can always join, like, a meetup, a meetup group that they do those things. Gosh, anytime you...
Technical difficulties, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's a new setup. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, especially testing out equipment, so there you go.
Everything good? I got the meme face from Eric.
Mm-hmm. We're good.
Fantastic. So that's cool. I highly recommend that you do both. Don't give up anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's what... Because, like, also I wanted to do something that, like, would have a bigger impact. Because, I mean, I've had some stuff happen. Like, I'm not going to get into that because that's weird. But I've had some stuff happen where I was just like, wow, this is, like, a really big problem, and, like, I don't like how, like, because it's going to keep happening. Like, I know it's not something that's going to ever stop, but I want to save as many people as, like, I can, because it's awful. It's awful to the person that happens to. It's awful for, like, their family members. It's awful for, like, everyone. It's bad. So, yeah, that's what I want to get into.
And that kind of goes along with, you know, child abuse, something I grew up in and I'm a huge advocate about, is, and that in domestic violence, is it's never okay to take charge of someone else's life regardless, whether it's abuse or it's trafficking, which is also abuse. You know, it's just not cool. Yeah. I mean, how would they like it if the tables were turned?
Yeah, it's just...
It's more than, like, not cool. It's like...
It's way more than that. But
I know what you mean. I don't mean to correct you, but it's, like...
No.
It's so, like, such a deep feeling. I guess I can't even articulate it.
Yeah. And it's awful. it makes, like, I don't know, the way that I feel about it is very, very strong.
That's good, because you'll be part of that change.
It means you're passionate. It means that you're going to fix some problems.
I have to. Like, that's the one thing I want to do. Like, I just want to help anyone. Just, like, if I can help one person while I'm working, like, that will be enough for me. Like, that will make my life.
You're like the lawyer in the movies, like the noble lawyer who, like, just helps people.
Y'all think too highly of me.
No, we don't.
Just right of you. Mm-hmm. We have an accurate assessment of your character, and it's a 2 thumbs up.
Well, thank you.
Of course.
And there's such a common thread that this is one of the many reasons why I love each of you dearly, individually and as a group, is every single thing that we all said is about making a grander impact. Or if making our impression in the world, you know, whether you do computer science or you do music, you're still impacting that world, Nathan, who I'm kind of jealous. He's going to take a year gap, so that's going to be kind of rad. How's that going to be for you?
It's going to be interesting. Yeah. For sure. Because, like,
you already have plans? You already know what you're doing?
I have some plans. I just got a new job recently.
Yay. Where? What? What are you doing? We haven't seen him in forever. Can you tell we want an update?
You guys want updates on my life. I'm working at as a dishwasher in a kitchen. Just
nice.
Like,
still a job?
At a assisted living place.
Oh, how beautiful is that?
But yeah, that's the new job I got. It's going to be really weird taking a gap year, though, because I've just, like, 12, 13 years now, just, like, having to go to school over and over again.
As someone who took a gap year after high school.
It's essential.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't want to take a gap year. I was going to go to CU Denver. And, like, I signed up for, like, the dorms and everything, and I got, like, went to student orientation, like, the whole nine. Like, I had my classes picked out. I mean, it was really down to the letter. Wow. And then I had a mental breakdown. Aww. And took a gap year. So sometimes you need a gap year is the moral of that story.
Yeah. Or sometimes you need a gap almost 30 years is what I did. I did massage for 20 years and then was like, okay, yeah, I feel like I'm not making the impact I wanted. So just went back to my original dreams.
And now you're here.
I know. Making music. Making auditory music.
Sweet harmonies.
That sounds better. That's why we're such a good team, man.
That reminds me of the song "Let's Make Music Together" from All Dogs Go to Heaven. It's really weird.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I love that movie.
Well, we do. Often
it's a movie you've seen. Okay, Mac and I have this scene where I've seen, like, every movie, and he's seen, like, 5.
I don't remember the movie because I watched it when I was, like, 4, and it was in Spanish. So, like, I vaguely remember,
you know what?
Anything, but I just remember, like, just being like, oh yes, it's a dog.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's Don Bluth, but Don Bluth has better ones. This is squirreling, but I'm gonna let it happen. I would say, like, Don Bluth's magnum opus was actually his first feature film, because he used to be an animator at Disney, and he was working on Fox and the Hound, but then, like, he led, like, an animator strike, and that's why, like, Fox and the Hound was late. But, like, anyway, Secret of Nim was his first major motion picture, and it's, like, really, 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 really good. That's
it.
I
love the Secret of Nim.
Secret of Nim is so
cool.
Yeah. It's true, it is.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so is Secret of Nim 2, I think, Timmy to the Rescue.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah.
Legally Blonde, I think, last time I checked, was also free on YouTube. You know what I just watched? This is also squirreling. I'm going to let it happen. I rewatched Educating Rita with Michael Caine and Julie Walters, who plays Mrs. Weasley in Harry Potter.
I love her.
So good. It's in the 80s. It's basically, it kind of ties in. It's about a woman who's a hairdresser and is dissatisfied with her life. And her husband wants her to have a baby, and she wants to find herself first, so she goes back to school.
Aww.
And finds herself. Yeah, so it's on topic.
That's kind of what I did. Yeah, totally. I want to see if Giselle wants to weigh in. Do you want to weigh in what we talked about as far as, like, plans after graduation or plans with the rest of our life? Is that how you would say it, Anne?
Sure would.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to finish Gann Associates of Arts, and then try to go see you Denver. Like you were talking about, and
several of us are looking at that school.
Yeah, I'm not going to go again. I'm sorry. I have bad associations.
Yeah, and the only reason why I'm going there though is because they have
animation.
Yes,
I considered that. I'm not going to lie.
See, and I want to go for film.
That's
film
what I used to want to do was animation. And I took a class and everything. Yeah,
that was my original dream. Is I wanted to be an animator for Disney.
We're all the same person. Disney. We all want to be.
Well, no, I wouldn't do it now. I would do Pixar.
Oh yeah, Pixar is way more better than Disney. I feel like Disney, like, I think they're overhyped, to be honest.
I love Disney.
Like, I don't think anything's wrong with their movies, no. But I feel like they're a pretty terrible company to their workers.
They're yes. not a great, well, that's hence why Don Bluth led in the animator strike. You know?
Right. There's a lot of animators that went on strike for well, Disney, yeah. including the guy who did Shrek.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened with that? It was, Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Learning so much today.
Okay, and so Michael Eisner, the head of Disney, and Jeffrey Katzenberg was the studio head. Michael Eisner was not having Jeffrey Katzenberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg was the studio head for the like entirety of the Disney Renaissance. I'm talking like from Great Mouse Detective, which technically the Disney Renaissance didn't start till 1989 with The Little Mermaid, but the Great Mouse Detective was before. It doesn't matter. So technically, from like the Great Mouse Detective to like. I don't know, Hercules. Yeah, he was there for Hercules because he told Musker and Clemens to do it. But, like, yeah. And then Michael Eisner was like, girl, you out. Leave. And so then Jeff Katzenberg was like, you can't make me leave. And he, like, sued Disney for, like, all they were worth and, like, took it. And then he made the studio DreamWorks, you know, with, like, Spielberg and stuff. And then Shrek was a big revenge. Like, look, I'm doing so great without you.
I love Shrek. That was actually one of my favorite animated.
Shrek became a meme.
And then Shrek being, fun fact though, Lord Farquaad is meant to look like Michael Eisner. That's how much Jeffrey Katzenberg was salty.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's my level of petty. I would literally make a new animation studio and like just diss on
your
literally
face. What
just
did.
To spite them, yeah.
Just gotta flex.
Shrek is a movie full of spite.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so is that why it was like all these like princesses and stuff?
Yep, because he was like so done with Disney, and it, you know, it was really just he had a breakup and he wanted to get back at his ex being Disney. So wow. Yep, that's why they're all the princesses and like it was fairy tale themed. But in doing that, they made a franchise even worse of a cash grab than Disney was. You know, like when Shrek 2 came out, which is the best Shrek, fight
yes.
me.
Yes.
But when Shrek 2 came out, like all the merch and like everything that was Shrek, I mean, it was like what Minions are now, you know. So like Shrek became an even bigger cash grab. Than what they were insulting and making fun of.
Is that the one where we got more of the town? So it was like Farbucks instead of
yeah.
Starbucks?
Yep,
yeah,
yes.
That
far
was
away.
One. I loved it.
I think that's why I like the second one a lot, because it's so pop culture. Like, they have Burger King in there, and like, they reference so many celebrities,
oh my gosh,
but like
I think
versions
it's,
of like, oh my god, what was it?
Just better structured. You
yeah.
know what I mean? The first one was a little, I mean, they're all gimmicky, but like, the first one was like, relied a lot on its gimmick, and the actual plot was kind of like what we've seen before, like, oh yes, there's the misunderstanding in the third act, I wonder how this is going to play out. But like, you know, it's relied too much on being subversive that it went straight back around to not being subversive anymore. But Shrek 2 actually had like, Alex, I see you wanting to talk, go ahead kid, go.
That scene with the mom, like, I don't know any of the characters, but like the mom, like the fairy
the
mom
oh, the fairy godmother,
yeah, where she's singing I Need a Hero.
I think it was Jennifer Saunders.
I Need a Hero,
like when she begins it,
that's the best scene of the event.
It
like
is.
Pretty much,
you know what, actually that is a very well,
it's like the best cover that anyone has done.
It is so good. Oh my god.
If someone says that they can't do a cover better than the original, bet.
Bet.
Well, and Alex had a friend Giselle join, so I've got a friend Zoe that's joined us today. So we're
say
talking about plans after graduation or plans for the rest of our lives.
Oh my god, what a bad subject.
I'm terrified.
Who's mic
don't,
am I in?
Don't
by the
say
way?
That. I'm Anne.
Oh,
you're
Anne's
on my mic.
Okay, right.
But don't say that. I thought of it. Don't call me out like this.
Put you on blast, like right.
Don't
there.
Put me on blast.
Right, like that.
Twitter.
I see.
Are you doing this? This is real life. I'm on blast.
Or you could just share what you're passionate about, whatever you like.
Oh well, right on. I guess I don't want to totally derail the Shrek topic.
The Shrek was a derailed
that
topic.
Was, yeah.
You
always time for Shrek
a microphone
talk.
In front of me, and then I talk about animation and nerdy stuff. So.
Well, just to sum everything up, it's very similar to the Men in Black franchise, where after the first movie, everything is a series of callback jokes.
No, Shrek 2 is the best one!
And as with most things, the Shrek meme culture is about 80 times better
Shrek
than the movie
is love.
Ever could have been.
For sure.
I do like the memes.
But yeah, so we're dabbing up in here.
I know, right?
Don't call us out!
Don't call
no
us
one
out
needs
like
to
this.
Know that we secretly dab.
Oh, shit.
It's not a secret.
Oh, please. It's not a secret.
Not
I dab in
anymore.
Public.
Well, so I don't know. Yeah, I done a lot of different stuff. I've studied audio and recording, woodworking. I used to build and repair stringed instruments.
That's so cool.
Yeah, you know, it's a artistic pursuit in some ways. I guess it's one of those things. You know, when you try and turn your passion into your profession, there are compromises and issues.
Just talking about that came about a while ago.
Oh, wow. Well,
like, we don't want to, like, ruin the thing we love, but we also want to do the thing we love for the rest of our lives. So it's like...
Exactly. It's... Yeah, I guess I'm pretty succinct then, damn. Yeah, anyway.
That's, to the point. I just meander.
That was my experience with the instrument repair and stuff like that. You know, what do you do when it becomes monotonous, when the thing that drove you to pursue this as a career becomes boring and tedious and all that stuff? And
you have it on your resume and then you do something else.
You know, I was fortunate. I didn't have to pursue it as a career, so I've been able to come back to school, and right now I'm studying psychology and photography to stay in something artistic. But, you know, deciding what you want to do as a profession is difficult. The psychology thing sounds nice to me, since I could keep my passions as passions and keep my profession my profession, but still get some joy out of it. I don't know, though. That's like the reasonable, rational plan that an adult would come up
with. Okay, we got the ego and the superego. Give me the id.
Who doesn't want to be a rock star or fall around rock stars with a camera or whatever?
You know? What? Like, people do that. So, like, you gotta balance your ego and your superego and your id, you know?
I think Freud would have something to say about
Freud
that.
Freud is rolling in his grave.
I hope so.
Me too.
Freud's the Oedipus guy, right?
Yeah, he sure is. Well, Freud's also the cocaine guy. I don't know if you knew that one.
There's actually a movie. Here I am. There's actually a movie where Freud breaks Sherlock Holmes of his cocaine addiction. It's called The 7% Solution. It has Robert Duvall and Alan Arkin. It's a wild ride, and I love it.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know about this. What's up with the cocaine?
Do you want to know about Sherlock and cocaine? Do you want to know about Freud and cocaine? Do you want to know about both of them and cocaine?
Both?
Okay, so here's the thing.
I want to know about all the cocaine. tell me where the cocaine
I've started.
Is, please.
Freud nowadays is like in the realm of like pseudoscience, but like he tried his darndest to approach this from a scientific perspective. So Freud got himself super hecka addicted to cocaine to see what it would take him to break his addiction.
Whoa.
Yeah, so then he could help people who were addicted to cocaine break their addiction because he had broken his. And so Sherlock takes it to, like, think fast and be Sherlock Holmes. So in this movie, Sherlock is dealing with deep-set childhood trauma about his mother being murdered. Spoilers! And is addicted to cocaine like he is in the original Conan Doyle canon. And then so Freud, played by Alan Arkin, whom I love, is like, all right, time to break you of your cocaine addiction. And then, of course, there's a murder mystery, but that's not what it's really about. So,
it's just a whole murder thrown in there.
Like
a little bit.
Yeah.
It's inconsequential.
Wait, so let me get this straight. So they gave them so much cocaine to the point where they stopped the addiction? Or
No, what happened was, okay, Freud got himself addicted, broke his addiction, and so now he knows how to break other people of their addiction.
Okay, gotcha.
So, like, he discovered a lot of withdrawal symptoms that people used to think were just psychosomatic were actually, like, very, like, real, you know? So when he had a patient with a cocaine addiction, he, like, knew how to help them. And he also used, like, hypnosis, which is, yeah, it's whatever. Freud.
Yeah, as a recovering addict and a psychology student, I find none of those to be good ideas.
No, but Freud tried.
Sure. And we're not recommending it, just so you know.
No, we're just telling you what Freud discovered and saw. See, never we were just talking about Carl Jung earlier, and he and Freud were, they were buddies, and then they had a falling out.
Yeah, well, you know, Freud was essentially Jung's mentor, I suppose. Yeah. But, yeah, I think the Freud thing, you know, he saw that cocaine made people happy, and he thought he'd be able to, you know, make people happy by giving them cocaine. And then addiction.
Well, Coca-Cola started out that way.
That's where the cocaine came in. Sherlock Holmes, though, I think, wasn't he also addicted to opium in the original?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, laudanum, which they gave medicinally just opium.
Yeah, no big deal.
Some of that. Dang, dang, black guy. No, wait, no, no.
Different. So, yeah, to answer your question, Giselle, that's my info dump on a movie that I like.
So everyone knows, Giselle's gonna be maybe like popping in and out. You know, we might hear.
Yeah. Bye,
that's my plan too. In all fairness,
I love it. Yeah. We love when people pop in and out. Pop goes the weasel.
It adds flavor.
It does. It does. That's how most of us all found each other. Just people kept just popping in.
A pretty flavorful for a person.
Flavor.
No, you don't. Thanks, Zoe.
Bye.
Bye, Zoe.
Oh, I'll be back.
Yay.
She sure will.
That's so awesome. Yeah, but getting off on the cocaine subject, that's just our tangent. We get off on these little things, but we are not
I'm also
coke.
ADD. You shouldn't put like a microphone in front of me and have a conversation with me.
You've got three people that are ADHD, and it's a good time.
Hilarious. Talking about Shrek ADD? And cocaine.
I think we are.
Raise your hand.
I am.
Same episode.
I have not had a proper diagnosis.
Oh, girl, neither have I, but I've had 5 different therapists be like, are you ADD?
You know
like,
what? It just means it's a gift. And then we're multitaskers.
And then they never give me the test. This is I'm gonna.
It's like $1,000.
I'm gonna be on my little rock for a second. They're like, "Are you ADD?" 5 different therapists.
Oh
I'm like,
gosh.
Probably. My sister is severely ADD. So like, give me the test and we'll see. They're like, maybe I will. And then they never do.
Gee, couldn't be all the electronics we're inundated with and how we have to be entertained by everything all the time.
But it also runs in my family.
Mine too.
Like before, you know, like electronics as we know them were like a thing. My family was like,
yeah, same here. But that did me great service when I was producing at that studio. Is I was able to watch all the different monitors that were around me, the 2 people in front of me. And
it's a benefit sometimes. Like when I was learning how to drive, it was a benefit.
Yeah.
Because like when you're driving, you need to focus on 10 different things.
You do.
Oh, no.
So it was. Eric's gesturing like, I also have to do 10 different things. I'm the audio guy today.
Uh-huh. He's doing
recognize
all the equipment.
Validate me.
He's got the headphones on. He's making sure we're recording. He's watching the outputs. So.
Eric's the MVP.
Mm-hmm. He is.
MVP.
Yeah. And we're lucky to have him.
Thank you, Eric.
We heart you. We're sending hearts to you.
I appreciate it.
Tight.
Anybody else? Last little bits before we sign off for the week.
I have a thing. Listen, I have a thing where, like, some people know what they want to do, and that's super cool for them. I'm so happy. But if you, listener, don't know what you want to do, or if you have 10 different interests, and your aunt says, you can't do 10 different interests, you're spreading yourself too thin. Don't listen. Try things. Dip your toe into things. Like, you don't have to, if you, like, commit to one thing, you're gonna resent it.
Probably, yeah.
And even if you started out loving it, if you, like, commit full, hard force into one thing only, and you have, like, 10 different interests that are, like, varying in different degrees and different, like, doctrines, like, dip your toe. Try things out, you know? If you have, like, a passion, like, good, awesome. But also, you know, don't sacrifice your other loves for like what you think you should be doing.
And the only downside really to that is because you like so many things and you're doing all the things, you'll become like me. You've got something started a foot in every door because you've got something started and not much finished.
Only
which is okay. But that's what I recommend with that is definitely do all those things. But make 1 or 2 top 3 that are your top 3 and take an action toward those every day or every week.
Yes.
Something small, but take action more toward what your biggest passion is.
Also, if you feel like you're getting overwhelmed, it's okay to take a break.
Yep.
It really is. It doesn't matter if
Breathe.
It's like a gap year
yep.
or a mental health day. Like, if you feel yourself being like, wow, I have all these interests. Oh no, my plate is full. Take something off the plate, you know,
mm-hmm.
like take a second from the buffet or else you'll get sick.
And that is such a valid point, especially as college adults, we're all adults, is, you know, I'm really proud of you for taking a gap year and giving yourself a break because I did do that, but I did it because I didn't believe in myself anymore. You're doing it because you want to do it and you want to explore and you want to have fun and you want to do other things. So I think that's pretty awesome.
When in doubt, remember Shia LaBeouf.
Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf. Sorry, that's if you wonder what I just referenced. It's a song by Rob Cantor. He's an independent musician. He's like super cool. Check him out.
I had a friend who was they were a bodyguard for Shia LaBeouf when he came to Denver or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're like just the wildest like person. You know, you would not expect them to know Krav Maga, but they apparently do.
What?
Yeah, they're cool.
That's cool.
Gabby.
Can kick my ass?
No, the bodyguard.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
She's talking about the bodyguard, right?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah. They're,
I mean, Shia LaBeouf, maybe.
Is that her? He is kind of
Shia LaBeouf?
Didn't he,
I'm a weenie, so yeah.
I think the coolest thing Shia LaBeouf ever did was, like, snatch that Nazi flag they had on the webcam or whatever.
Did he do that?
Wasn't that his thing? I don't remember. You know, fucking internet, right?
No, yeah. Yeah, no, he put, like, a flag and said, like, we will unite together on a mountain.
Oh,
it was 4chan that tracked it down. Yeah.
Oh,
so
right.
A bunch of 4chan people use the stars and the alignment of the sky to orient where he put that flag, and then to make fun of it, they replaced it with the Pepe the Frog.
Right.
Flag.
I couldn't.
Then, like had corresponding people within the neighborhood around the flag that he set up, like honk their horn driving by so that they would hear it on the camera from like a country away or something.
Jesus.
And then based on that, wow, and the triangulation of the stars and the sun and the moon, they were able to figure out where.
Of course they did.
All of that talent wasted.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's generally
how
4chan works anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
4chan freaks me out, and they're too misogynistic for my taste.
Yeah, like honestly, all of that just to like, honestly, like shit on a good idea, like uniting people and stuff like that.
It's because Shia LaBeouf is not the most like trustworthy person. He plagiarizes almost every like thing that he's ever said in publicly, and every time he like tries to make a change or something, he ends up making it worse in a way.
At least he tries.
Right. I mean, yeah. No matter how flat the pancake is, there's two sides to it.
Very true.
Just find your own words.
There's context to it. Yeah.
Words.
Very true. I have a hard time.
Do research.
Supporting.
Do research.
Just do it.
People who identify
you
as Anon. The 4chan's a cesspool, if you ask me. It was cool, like, when I learned about it in 2007, and it, like, sucked compared to what it was used to be then. Now, I don't even know.
It's fun if you're an edgelord, but if
exactly.
If you have feelings, I don't think it's as fun.
I have too many feelings, as everyone loves to point out.
And since we're pointing things out, stop by the coffee shop, because our club donated some really cool pride straws.
Rainbow.
There were rainbow pride straws. And
who says pride has to end in July?
Right?
Well, actually,
the feedback we got back was, why didn't we have these in June? Well, first of all, we didn't know the coffee shop wanted or needed some eco-friendly straws. So these are rad paper straws. But the moment that they shared that conversation with us, and of course getting my regular coffee from there, thanks for all the vanilla lattes, guys, with almond milk, is that conversation I had with Carrie, and she had mentioned that she was having a hard time with the vendors and things like that. So anyway, just did a little footwork, and we donated two packages of straws. So stop by the coffee shop and get a pride straw.
Pride month, every month.
Ooh, well, I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Some of you might be aware of this, but Pride Month does end in June, but it's actually so it's Gay Pride in June, but then it's Gay Wrath in July.
I said that to a teenager, and she told me I spent too much time on Tumblr.
That hurts.
It did. No, I got roasted by a 16-year-old because she's the younger sister of my best friend, and I told her that. I was like, okay, now it's Gay Wrath Month. She's like, Anne, you are the embodiment of someone who spends too much time on Tumblr.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, it reminded me of that John Mulaney skit where it's like 13-year-olds will insult you, but like in an accurate way. And so I got roasted.
Oh, yeah.
By a 16-year-old. She can't even drive.
Oh, my God.
That's
you
a
got
good,
cooked
that's a
well
skit
done.
16-year-olds are evil. One of them told
You're
me
so
I had ashy elbows, and like that destroyed my day. Like I
that's
was
so
out
mean.
Of it.
Why can't we add like compliments to the world? Why can't we put out positivity?
I know.
I moisturize regularly. I'll have you know.
I don't even see any ashy elbows, girl. Where are they? Show them to me. I don't see them.
I know. She's a
See, that was just amazing. So we're just going to put out good in the world.
Wow.
We're going to make good impact. So, All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Rocky Mountain Media, episode 21. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.